Bensalem Public Safety Director Fred Herron says two two-man crews will go down into the underground vault, taking special precautions to avoid sparking any remaining gasoline fumes, using air hoses instead of air tanks.
There's no cell phones, no lights. They're doing drop lights, glow sticks. There's no electronics at all in that hole. There's no cell phone, no keys, no metal.
Herron says it's not uncommon for the vault, which holds the gasoline tanks, to get water in it. That water needs to be removed. They believe that's why the man was down there. Herron says a 63-year-old was also injured in the explosion. He's in critical but stable condition with burns over 45% of his body. He says they hope to recover remains to give the family closure. In Bensalem, Jim Melwart, KYW News Radio.